This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
العالمين. Okay, are you all able to hear me now? Just want to make sure. Just give me a thumbs up if you're able to hear. Okay, perfect. Alhamdulillah. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today, inshallah, we will be looking at the names of Allah the Exalted, Ash-Shakir and Ash-Shakur. These beautiful names, these most excellent names of Allah occur several times in the Quran. We see that the name Ash-Shakir occurs two times in the Quran and the name Ash-Shakur occurs four times in the Book of Allah. And the name Ash-Shakir means the one who is appreciative, and Ash-Shakur is the one who is very appreciative, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who greatly appreciates and values his slaves, their efforts, their good deeds. So he does not belittle their efforts and he does not waste their efforts at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 158, that وَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ, that whoever does something good voluntarily, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative and he is knowing. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 147, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative and he is knowledgeable, meaning he is fully aware of what you do. And in the beginning of the verse, in fact, what is mentioned is that why would Allah punish you if you are grateful and if you believe? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates your iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates your gratitude and your efforts. So Allah has no need to punish you. When the name of with regard to the name of Allah, Ash-Shakur, that is also mentioned several times in the Quran. I mentioned earlier that it comes four times. So in Surah Fatir, ayah number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fully reward people and he will give them even more out of his favor because he is forgiving and he is very appreciative. In Surah Fatir, ayah 34, the people in paradise, they will say, إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ, indeed our Lord is surely forgiving and appreciative. In Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 23, we learn that إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ, indeed Allah is forgiving and appreciative. And in Surah At-Taghabun, ayah 17, it is said وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ, and Allah is appreciative and very forbearing, very tolerant. So we see that this name occurs many times in the Quran. So let's look at the meaning of the word shukr first, because Ash-Shakir and Ash-Shakur both mean the one who does shukr. Now, when we talk about shukr generally, we're talking about gratitude, right? That it is us, the recipients of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and favors, who should express gratitude, who should feel gratitude, who should acknowledge the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we think about shukr, generally we think about the concept of gratitude or thankfulness. But the word shukr doesn't only mean gratitude and thankfulness. Shukr is actually, the literal meaning of the word is al-dhuhur. It is when something becomes manifest. It is when something becomes visible. And it also means growth and increase. So for example, the word shakar is used for a tree when it produces its shakir. And what are shakir? Shakir are the twigs that come forth from the stem, meaning the new emerging branches or twigs. Likewise, shakir also applies to the tiny leaves that begin to grow under the bigger leaves. So when you see growth on a tree, you describe that as shakar, right? It is very evident that the tree is now growing. It is increasing, right? And as it grows, it becomes even more visible, right? The new leaves are a sign that the tree is alive. It is a sign that the tree is growing. Likewise, when animals, like for example, cows or horses, when they eat, and the effect of eating is visible on them, meaning you can literally see their stomachs, becoming bigger, or you can see them gaining more flesh. And you can see that in animals very quickly, that when they're sick, when they're unwell, they look extremely lean and fragile and weak, right? And as they begin to eat more properly, you can see that they look better. So the effect of good nutrition, the effect of food becomes visible on the bodies of these animals, right? Then we see that the word dabatu shakur, shakur is used for a cow or an animal that is sufficed by little food even. Meaning you give it a little bit of food because that's all you have and it survives. It still produces, enough milk. So this is the concept of shukr. Shukr is to be pleased with what is little even, meaning to be happy, to be satisfied, and to appreciate even the little that is offered, even the little that is done. And secondly, shukr is also to praise and commend someone for the good that they have done. And shukr is also to acknowledge and recognize the good that someone has done and then let it be known. So the concept of shukr is not just about offering gratitude. Shukr is also to notice and appreciate the little things, right? Shukr is to praise and appreciate someone for the good that they have done. And then shukr also is to let that effort, let that goodness be known, right? And part of that is to reward the one who has done what is good. Now, shukr on our part as human beings, of course, this is something that we have to do, we must do, that we must offer gratitude, we must show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because His blessings are too many. Right? And when we talk about shukr on our part, we're talking about acknowledging the blessings of Allah, admitting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly blessed us. And then not just admitting that or feeling that, but also verbally expressing gratitude, right? Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And then not just, verbally expressing, but also through our actions, right? We show that we are grateful for everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And how do we demonstrate that attitude of gratitude? We demonstrate that by being more obedient to Allah, by doing good things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is shukr on our part. But here, ash-shakir, ash-shakur, these are the names of Allah. So how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does shukr? Remember that shukr on the part of Allah the Exalted is appreciation, So when we, for example, translate the name Ash-Shakir, we don't say the one who is grateful. We say the one who is appreciative, right? The one who is very generous in his reward, right? So Ash-Shakir, Ash-Shakur, when we're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he is kathir al-shukr. And what that means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves and rewards a great deal. He approves the good deeds of his slaves and he rewards a great deal. Meaning the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is massive. It is huge. You see, when you do something, for example, even at work, right? You're doing your part. You're doing the work that is asked of you. What are you compensated for? You're only compensated for what is in your contract, right? What is in your contract you will get a certain amount of pay for the certain work that you're going to do. But if you do anything extra, right? Or you put in, a great amount of effort in doing your work properly and well and in the best way possible, that effort is not always acknowledged. You may be working overtime. You may be working on the weekends, right? You may be tired and you're still working. You may be unwell and you're still working, right? You may be spending from your own pocket to get your work done. But all of that is not necessarily recognized. So we know this really well, that the compensation we get from people does not always match the work that we are doing. It does not always match the effort that we have put in, right? No matter how much compensation, no matter how much reward we are given, right? We wish that there could be more, right? We at least believe that, we deserve more. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards his slaves, that reward is massive. It is huge. So much so that in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask his slaves, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell his slaves that ask me for something, right? And the people will say, what more can we ask for when you have given us such and such and such? Meaning people will run out of wishes. People will run out of things and rewards to ask for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. He says in the Quran that with us is even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards are unlimited. So Ash-Shakur is the one who rewards much. And then Ash-Shakur is also the one who forgives much. Because part of appreciating someone's efforts is to overlook their errors. And not to, focus on every little, slip and mistake, right? And you will notice that certain professors, for example, when they're marking your assignments, some are very generous, right? They appreciate the fact that you have understood the concepts. They appreciate the fact that you have done your research. They appreciate the fact that you submitted your, assignment on time. They appreciate the fact that you have put the word count, you have, used a good legible font, etc. And, little mistakes, they will ignore them. Right? They will point them out, but they will not necessarily cut your marks for every little thing. And you see that there are professors who are literally looking for, a reason to give you less marks. So people are of different kinds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Ash-Shakur, so he forgives a lot. He forgives much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shakur, so he gives large reward for even the small deeds or few deeds of his slaves. And inshallah, we will discuss that more. Then we see that Ash-Shakur also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives growth and increase to the efforts of his slaves. And Ash-Shakur is also the one who multiplies the rewards. Meaning he doesn't just give one reward for one good deed, but he gives multiple rewards for one good deed. And he doesn't just give the reward once, he gives it over and over again. And in the hereafter, in paradise, he will not just reward his slaves once, but he will reward them for eternity over and over and over again. So this is الشكور, الشاكر, the one who is appreciative. Now, Sheikh Al-Sa'adi explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is الشاكر and الشكور, and this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who appreciates the little efforts of his slaves even. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is الشاكر and الشكور, meaning he appreciates the قليل, the little, the few, the small deeds of his slaves, provided that they are sincere. Meaning when you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, then the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is a thawabul jazil, any huge, massive reward. And when you compare that to your effort, what is your effort? What is your work? What is your deed? It is something so small. For example, you say subhanallah, right? You say alhamdulillah, one kalima, right? Like in hadith we learn two words, kalimatan, which are khafifatan ala lisan, right? Which are very easy on the tongue, but they are thaqilatan fil mizan. They are very heavy in the scales. And what are those two words? Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Right? So what you say is just a few letters, a few words, right? Put together. That's it. But the reward for that is what? That these words are heavy in the scales. And these scales that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set up on the Day of Judgment, these scales are massive. They're huge. So imagine words like subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, they will be heavy in the scales, right? So this is the appreciation of Allah azza wa jal, that he accepts even the little, right, the small efforts of his slaves, efforts that we don't always have to exert much effort, you know, to do. You recite the Quran, you just say alif lam mim. For every letter, you get rewards, multiple rewards. So this is ash-shakir ash-shakur, that he appreciates the little things that you do even. Secondly, Sheikh Al-Sa'adi explains that ash-shakur is the one who pardons many sins. وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ الْكَثِيرِ مِنَ الزَّلَلِ, yani the many slips and errors and mistakes that you make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons, he forgives. And then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not waste the effort of those who do good. How often we feel in this world that our effort was not appreciated, or that effort, or that our effort was wasted, right? That we didn't get much out of the effort that we put in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not waste the reward of those who do good. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the rewards many times over, without count and without account. What does that mean? That the amount of reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is such that you cannot even quantify it. You cannot even begin to number and count it. It is too much to count. And then bila hisab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives reward without account even. And one of the interpretations of that is that without holding a person accountable for his sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ash-shakir, ash-shakur, he gives reward multiplied, right? And then he rewards with various kinds of rewards. And he doesn't just give one kind of reward. The reward that he gives is of multiple kinds, multiple levels. And he rewards with reward that is immediate and also reward that is delayed. So for example, when a person does something good, he is rewarded for it in the world. How? For example, there is immediate, you know, sense of joy and satisfaction for doing something good, right? You feel happier. But then that's not it. There is also delayed reward, which is much greater, inshallah, in the hereafter. And all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, even though he is not required to give us any reward. You see, over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakir, ash-shakur. He gives, he rewards, He multiplies, he forgives, he increases, right? And he does all of that even though he does not have to. He is not obligated to. He does not owe us anything at all. Yet he appreciates the good that we do. Now, if you think about it, any good deed that we are able to do, how is it that we are able to do it? We are able to do it with his tawfiq, right? That he gives us the thought, the ability, that realization, that willingness to do something good. And then he puts things together for us, you know, our circumstances, everything. He gives us tawfiq. He allows and he enables us to do something good. And then when we are doing something good, he helps us. He helps us reach the end. And then on that, he gives us reward. How generous, how appreciative is Allah Azza wa Jal? So in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 23, we learn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. That whoever does anything good, then we will give him even more. We will increase goodness in it for him. And what does that mean? This means that when the servant obeys the Lord, when the servant obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person follows the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that servant even more. How? How is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates his slaves? We see that first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives the servant the ability to do something good. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor on us. That a person wants to do something good, he just has that thought, or he just takes that first step, right? And what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person the ability to do it. You know, for example, you hear about the rewards of giving charity, right? And instantly you think that, you know what, inshallah, I'm going to give charity. And what happens? You are actually able to give charity. How were you able to do it? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who helped you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave you the strength, the opportunity, that realization. So Allah appreciates his slaves. How? First of all, by giving his slaves the ability to do good. Secondly, when a person intends to do something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him for that also. Your reward begins from the moment that you intend to do something good. When you have that niyyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that so much that he begins rewarding you from that moment onwards. In a hadith, we learn about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told his angels that when my servant intends to do something evil, don't write it. But when he actually does it, when he commits the sin, then write it as one sin. And when my servant intends to do something good, just intends, then write it as one good deed. And when he actually does it, then write it as 10. So the reward is multiplied when you actually do something good. But the reward begins from the moment that you make the intention. And at times it happens that you make the intention, but you're not able to actually, do what you intended. But the reward is still preserved. So for example, we learn in the Quran about how a person who leaves his house, right, in order to make hijrah, in order to immigrate, in the way of Allah. And what happens? A person dies on the way. He never makes it, right, to the destination that he was intending. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. His reward is mandatory. Right? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly reward this person. We see that in a hadith we learn about how when a person makes the intention in the night to pray qiyamul layl, to get up in the night later and pray voluntary salah. But what happens? He ends up sleeping through until fajr. Right? So in hadith we learn that the reward for what he intended is recorded for him. So for example, you go to sleep in the night, making the intention that you will wake up for tahajjud, and you will pray, you intend that, you know what, I'll wake up 15 minutes before fajr so that I can get 2 rak'at in, at least 2, right? I will do two rak'at, and I will just recite, you know, one page in each rak'ah, and then I will do my witr. All right? You make that intention. And what happens? When you wake up, it's actually fajr already. The reward of those two rak'at is recorded for you. Why? Because you made that firm intention to perform qiyamul layl, but you weren't able to. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is appreciative, He will still record that reward for you. He will still reward you for your intention. And in hadith we learn, وَكَانَ نَوْمُهُ صَدَقَةً عَلَيْهِمِ الرَّبِّ. And the extra sleep that the person got, that is a charity for him from his Lord. Meaning that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gift to him. So this is how appreciative Allah is, that He appreciates the slave from the moment that the slave makes the intention to do something good. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the effort of His slave. How? That when the slave is doing something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps him or her, right? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him the help that he needs, the right people, right? That he needs, so that a person is able to complete it. A person is able to accomplish it, right? And then when the person completes, you know, a good deed, when a person is doing something good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciated, so He praises His slave in the highest assembly, where? Before His angels. Allahu Akbar. And when a person is doing something good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving to please Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so appreciative of the efforts of His slave that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His slaves before His angels. And there's that beautiful hadith in which we learn about it, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Angel Jibreel and tells him that such and such slave of mine is striving for my approval, right? And I love him, so you should love him. And Jibreel makes that announcement amongst the inhabitants of the sky, so the angels also begin to love that person. And then that love is placed among the people of the earth also for that person. And this is mentioned in Surah Maryam, ayah 96, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. That indeed the people who believe and do good things, they're doing good things. They're not perfect, right? They're doing. They're trying their best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, is going to appoint a certain wood, a certain love for them. Meaning He is going to make such people lovable. He is going to give them love, right? In the sense that he's going to create love for them in the hearts of people, right? And, you know, love is something, compassion and, you know, that closeness with people is something that we all want. Loneliness is incredibly hard on us. Feeling abandoned is incredibly hard on us. But the people who do good, who believe and do good, look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so appreciative that He, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. He puts love for them in the hearts of people. And also, of course, in the angels. And there's a beautiful story about one of the great scholars that someone asked him in the morning how are you doing, right? كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ, right? How has your morning been? Or how did you begin your day, right? Like we ask people, how's it going, right? So he said that I have begun my day between two blessings, right? And I don't know which one of them is greater or better, right? The first is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed my sins, right? That I have made mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed them, right? And no human was a witness to my sins, so no human can embarrass me for the mistakes that I made. And this is a huge blessing of Allah. And the second is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put love in the hearts of people for me, right? So, and that is such love which I could not have won just with my efforts and with my generosity. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the blessing of being loved by people, which is why, you know, you are asking me how it's going. If you didn't care, right? If you didn't care about me, why would you ask me? So who put that feeling in your heart for me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. So this is the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you are trying, when you're doing something good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your rank, even in the eyes of people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not belittle any good deed at all. Sometimes we belittle our good deeds, right? We belittle our efforts. We think that, you know, we're not good enough, or that what we have done is not good enough. And yes, of course, no matter what we do, of course it is little. Of course it is not perfect. No matter what we do, no matter what we accomplish. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakir ash-shakur. So with His appreciation, the little things that we do become enough. It doesn't mean that we don't need to do any more. No, it means that our deeds increase in worth because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates them. It's not us. It's the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not us. It's the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our deeds on their own, yes, they're nothing. They're insignificant. And when you compare, you know, your deeds to what the possibilities are, to what you could possibly do, of course, what you're doing is never enough. It could be better, right? But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the effort of His slave, then that effort becomes enough. So we learned in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wrong even مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّ, even the weight of a tiny particle. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ignore it, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not belittle it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not disregard it, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reduce its worth. Subhanallah, the tiniest particle even, meaning the most smallest, the most insignificant of your efforts even, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ignore it. وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. And if that tiny particle is a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. So yes, in your eyes, or in reality, that deed of yours may be extremely tiny, may appear to be worthless, right? Because of its size or because of its impact. You might be thinking this is never going to make a difference. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that effort, look at it. It multiplies, it grows. And Allah says, وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah gives from Himself a great reward. So we have in hadith, you need so many beautiful examples of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates even the little efforts of His slaves. In a hadith, we learn about how, there was a person who was walking, right, on a path, and he found a branch, right? And he saw that branch, you know, had thorns on it. And every time, you know, someone would pass by it, they would get hurt, right? And he was afraid that, you know, when people will go from here, they will get hurt because of this thorny branch. So what did that person do? He just picked it up and put it on the side. He just moved it from the way. And in the hadith, we learn, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. So Allah appreciated him for it. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. And Allah forgave him because of it. Allahu Akbar. Yani, a small deed, which Allahu A'lam, if the person even realized he was doing something so major, he just picked up a branch from the way and moved it so that it wouldn't bother people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated it so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave that person for it. Right? You recite one letter from the book of Allah, and what happens? Hasana is written. And what is hasana? Ashra, right? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that it's 10 times, right? 10 times the reward. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates his slaves for the good that they're doing. How? That he gives them immediate reward. Where? First of all, in the heart. That when a person does something good, then a person's heart is filled with light, the nur, right? And iman, faith increases, right? There is delight, there is joy, there is contentment, there is happiness, there is that feeling of, feeling light, right? Feeling relaxed, right? Feeling happy. This is something amazing, right? That, for example, if you were to, do something good, like, for example, you recite even a page of the Quran, that will bring you joy and satisfaction that watching 100 videos will not bring you, right? So this is the appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that instantly you feel better. And then that reward is also experienced by the body, right? Because your mood affects your physiology, right? Your physical state. So because you're feeling happier, you're feeling relieved, you're feeling emotionally satisfied, what happens is that you have more energy, right? You feel more active. You find more strength in yourself. And then that appreciation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows by rewarding you in your circumstances. How? That you have more ease, you have more blessing in your time, for example, right? More barakah in your rizq, in your provision, in your sustenance. So this is all from the shukr, the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then part of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the servant the ability to do even more good. This is part of appreciation from Allah, that when a person does something good, Allah gives them the ability to do even more good. And this is one of the rewards, right? Which is why, the scholars say that if you want to see whether your good deed has been accepted or not, see if you are able to continue the good that you did. Because if you are able to continue it, that means that your good deed was accepted. And if you're not able to continue it, then that means that it was not accepted. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, he's appreciative, right? In the Quran we learn, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that the people who strive in our way, then we will guide them, right? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them even more ability to do good, right? فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, that whoever gives and whoever is fearful of Allah, right? And the person also believes, then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easy, right, the path of ease for him. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable the person to do even more good. This is from the appreciation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares even greater reward in the hereafter. Yani the reward doesn't just end in this world for the believer. It's just the beginning. Right? The reward begins from when? From the moment that a person makes the intention. Right? And then when a person completes it, then a person is given the ability to do even more good. A person receives immediate reward. But then guess what? There is even better reward awaiting in the hereafter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely appreciative. So we learn, for example, that if a person says, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, I mentioned this earlier, but how the reward for saying one kalima, right, one statement, is so much. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. What is this? A treasure from the treasures of paradise. Can you imagine? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. When you say this, you get a treasure in Jannah. كنز من كنوز الجنة. And how desperate are we, right, to have treasures in the world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a reward that is much better in the hereafter. And then the reward that He gives is manifold, right? In Surah Al-An'am, ayah 160, we learn, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا, that whoever will bring a good deed on the Day of Judgment, he will get 10 times its like. 10 times it's like. And it's not just 10 times. In hadith, we learn about how every good deed of the child of Adam is multiplied for him up to, you know, 10 times to 700 times. And wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward for whomsoever that He wants. So this means that, you know, no good deed is insignificant near Allah Azza wa Jal, which is why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that save yourselves from the fire, even if it is with half a date. Can you imagine? Half a date? Meaning you're eating a date, right? You break it in half, you eat one half yourself, and you give the other half to the person sitting next to you, because that's all you have at the moment. And that could shield you from the fire of hell? Half a date? Isn't that amazing? It's not that that half a date has the power to, you know, that itself has a power to protect you. No, it's not that that fruit. It's not that piece of fruit. It is because of the shukr, the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that half a date will be enough to save you because of the appreciation of Allah, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not belittle any good deed, even if it is you smiling in the face of your brother, right? And these days, because, you know, people are home most of the time, and you know, we are stressed out, we have work to do, we are annoyed and irritated because we don't have our own space, we don't have our own time, or, you know, we feel that like we are stuck and things are not working out. SubhanAllah, people are going through a lot of difficulties, and each person has their own trial. Some people are losing their job, right? Some people are getting stressed out about, you know, how they're going to pay for their rent, etc. Everyone is struggling in one way or another. So we see that at home, even, we can do good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising us, right, that don't belittle any ma'ruf, any good deed, even if it is smiling in the face of your brother, right? Why? Because that good deed, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it, you're so fortunate. You're good then, right? We learn also about the person who was going somewhere, and he found, or in another hadith, we learned that it was a woman. She found a dog that was extremely thirsty, right? So what did this person do? They went down into the well, right? And they brought water out in their shoe and they gave it to the thirsty dog, right? And in hadith, we learn, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this act of generosity of this person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. In another hadith, we learn about how if a person gives even a date fruit, right, as charity from their pure lawful wealth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause it to grow until it will become like the size of a mountain. So the reward that Allah gives is amazing. It is massive. It is huge. It's multiplied, right? It's much larger compared to the effort that you have put in, right? And then the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is way better than your deed, right? The reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is way better than even than the deed that you performed, right? So for example, you're making wudu, right? And what are you doing essentially? You are washing yourself, right? Maybe you are, really reflecting and you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you're making wudu, Ya Allah, wash away my sins, right? And you are hoping that, you know, as you are washing your hands, all the sins that you've committed with your hands are falling off. As you're washing your face, you know, the sins that you've committed with your eyes, your mouth, etc., they're washing off. Maybe you're thinking about that, maybe you're not, right? But you are making wudu properly, right? As the Prophet ﷺ said, fayusbiru, meaning the person does wudu really well, thoroughly, properly, making sure that every part that needs to be washed is washed thoroughly, right? And then after you make wudu, you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasulu. That's all you say. And so often we say this without even thinking, right? Because it's just a habit. But the Prophet ﷺ said that when a person says this after making proper wudu, futihat lahu abwabul jannati thamaniya, the eight gates of paradise are opened up for him. And what did you do? You just washed yourself. That's all you did, right? Maybe you were distracted. Maybe you were having a conversation with someone. You just washed yourself up in order to pray. That's all you did. And you didn't have to put in much effort to wash yourself, perhaps, right? Some people have to put in effort. Other people don't have to, right? You don't have to go take water out of a well. You didn't have to go heat the water up. You just went to the washroom, you know, turned the tap on and easily washed yourself, right? Perhaps you didn't even have to exert much effort in turning the tap on, because mashallah, some places, you know, it's all automatic, right? So it's possible you did not exert much effort, but you did what you were required to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so appreciative that He opens the gates of Jannah for you, for you washing yourself. This is the shukr, this is the appreciation of Allah. In another hadith, we learn about how when a person helps another believer, how that he removes, you know, some difficulty from him, right? That you see someone is really struggling, right? They have a kurba, they have a, you know, they're extremely anxious, they're extremely worried. And all you do is that you go and sit with them and just give them a hug, and you don't tell them, oh, don't worry. You don't belittle their concerns. You just give them a hug and you just give, you know, say a word or two of comfort. That's it. And they feel so much better because of that. You do something like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Naffasa Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawm al-qiyamah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove an anxiety from this person from the anxieties of the Day of Judgment. You help someone today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you on the Day of Judgment. You bring comfort to someone today, Allah will bring you comfort on the Day of Judgment. And if you think about it, is there any comparison between what, you know, stresses people out in the world compared to what will stress people out on the Day of Judgment? Is there any comparison? There's a huge difference. What stresses us out in the world? It's things like, I haven't done my assignment. It's things like, I have a lot of work to do. It's things like, you know, I'm not sure about what to cook, right? It's these little things that bother us, that make us anxious, that worry us. I'm not belittling any cause of concern, but what I'm saying is that these are worldly issues, and sooner or later we get over them, right? But the troubles of the Day of Judgment, they're of a completely different level. But you help someone out today, Allah will help you out on the Day of Judgment. The hadith continues. And, you know, for example, it says, وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever conceals a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal that person in the world and in the hereafter. You concealed someone's fault, right? That you happen to see someone doing something wrong and you go and privately advise them and they understand and they thank you, you know, thank you for pointing that out. They seek forgiveness from Allah and they fix their situation. you did not publicize their faults. What will happen? Allah will conceal your faults in the world and also on the day of judgment. So really, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for what you do is way better than your deed. Way better than, you know, the effort that you have put in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates his slaves even more. How? That when the servant leaves something for the sake of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him what is better. So appreciative, right? You leave something for the sake of Allah, and Allah will give you something much, much better. The famous hadith, right? That the person who, leaves fighting, right? There is a fight, there is an argument, it's turning violent, and you realize that this is not getting anywhere. And you just back off. You say, I don't want to engage in this quarrel, in this fight. And even though you know that you are right, but you leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person a house in the middle of paradise. Right? Fi wasati al-jannah. This is the reward that Allah gives to the person who leaves something for his sake. For the sake of Allah, right? And then when a person spends something for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him even more. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 261, we learn, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ. That the example of those people who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, it is like that of a seed, right? A seed, what happens? It grows. And this grain, right, this grain, it grows into 7 spikes. And each spike has 700 grains. So one grain turned into how many? 700. So when you spend something for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you even more. Not just in the hereafter, but also in the world, right? And there's so many examples of this. So many examples of this. That then we see that when the servant takes one step towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so appreciative that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walks toward that person, right? In hadith we learn that whoever takes a step towards Allah, and there's different versions of this hadith, right? That you take a step toward Allah, Allah will take 10 steps towards you. You walk to Allah, Allah will run towards you. Right, this is the appreciation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in Surah Al-Insan, ayah 22, we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna hadha kana lakum jaza'an wa kana sa'yukum mashkura." That the people in paradise will be told that this is your reward and your effort has been appreciated. Your effort has been appreciated. Your sa'y, right? That you did what you could and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is rewarding you with more than what you could get yourself. And also, part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's appreciation is that when the servant is grateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that servant even more, right? وَإِذْتَ أَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will give you even more. Part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's appreciation is that when a person makes a mistake, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. And we see that good deeds erase bad deeds, right? That for example, you make a mistake, you don't even realize it's a minor mistake. What will happen? You go and pray salah, your salah erases the good, the sin that you committed, the mistake that you committed. And we see that part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's appreciation towards his slaves is that even when a non-believer does something good in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates him for that in the world. Not in the hereafter, because that person never intended the hereafter. But in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person something or the other, as we learn in hadith. Now we see that the name of Allah, Ash-Shakir, Ash-Shakur, these names, we see that, first of all, they come in the Quran with the name Ghafoor. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoorun Shakur, right? It is paired with the name Ghafoor. And this is mentioned in multiple verses. You can see some of them on the screen. And when you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative and he is forgiving, right? This combination is It comes in the Quran so many times. What does that mean? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever generous towards his slaves. So if they make a mistake and they seek his forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. And if they do something good, right, no matter how little it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it and he rewards them generously for it. So he is ghafoor, forgiving, and he is shakur. He forgives the mistakes and he rewards generously for the efforts that people make. And then we see that the name also comes with the name Alim, that wa kana Allahu shakiran alima, that Allah is appreciative and he is ever knowing, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the slave, the servant, fully, right? You see, when you are doing something, right, something that is important, people don't necessarily see your entire condition. They only see the end product. They don't know what internal struggles you experienced, right, when you were doing that work. You know, for example, you may be doing an assignment, right, for school, and you're having an existential crisis, right, because of that assignment. It's possible that you become so anxious, so nervous, so worried that you start to doubt your abilities, you start to doubt your strengths, and you start to wonder, why am I even doing this? Is it even worth it? Should I even do it? Is this even my strength? Am I wasting my time? Am I good enough for this? Right? You're experiencing such immense emotional turmoil that your professor is never going to know. They're never going to find out, right? And it's possible that you have spent your entire day working on that assignment. And what do you get? A 60%, a 70%. That's it, right? Because human beings, they only see the end product. They don't see your entire situation. They don't know your entire situation. Allah Azza wa Jal is Shakur and Alim. He knows our condition. He knows our feelings. He knows our intentions. He knows our efforts. He knows our, the struggles that we have experienced, the hunger, the fatigue, the lack of sleep, right? Everything that we are going through in order to do something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. So then what do you think? How is the reward from Allah going to be? When Allah is not just shakir, but he is also alim. He knows every effort that you've put in. And then we see that the name, these names also come with, specifically shakur comes with the name halim as well. Halim is the one who is forbearing, very tolerant. And if you think about it, when we're doing something good, because we are imperfect, because we are weak, we have our errors, we have our deficiencies, and otherwise also, the kind of things that we do, if we're talking about it, from the point of justice, yeah, we are deserving of punishment perhaps. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbearing. So he does not give punishment immediately. He gives us a chance. He gives us some time so that we realize our mistake, we seek forgiveness, or we do something good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. So he gives so much reward for the little good that you do that reward erases the sin. So Allah is shakurun halim, appreciative and forbearing. So when Allah Azza wa Jal is so appreciative, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to, first of all, believe that Allah is appreciative, that Allah is the one who appreciates our efforts. Allah is the one who pardons, right? He forgives. He does not belittle any of our efforts, any good deed that we do. And part of that is that we believe that we are worthy before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our efforts are not in vain. You know, we should have good assumption about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of that is that we believe that we are worthy. Sometimes we constantly condemn ourselves that, oh, not good enough, not good enough. This is useless. This is going to be wasted, right? This sin that you committed, washed away everything of yours. You shouldn't even bother trying because you keep making mistakes, right? You, no matter what you do, is not going to be good enough. You know, we should be very careful in the way that we talk to ourselves. Remind yourself, Allah is appreciative. I am worthy before Allah. My efforts are not in vain. Allah is Shakur and He is Halim. Allah is Shakur and He is Ghafur. Allah is Shakur and He is Alim. So I have to do whatever I can do, and the rest I'm going to leave it to Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so appreciative, this means that we should exert our best efforts for Allah as well. How hard we try to please people, right? To impress them, to, make them believe that, you know, we are worthy. And we try so hard. We put in so much effort. If guests are ever, coming, or if we have to, we're working in a new place, we want to make sure that people think I'm a good person, right? And, you know, it's fine that you want to make sure that, you're doing your work properly, etc. But see the difference between the creation and the creator, right? People, yes, of course, you have to do, your part. Whatever is expected of you, you do your part. You fulfill your commitment. But what about your commitment to Allah, right? How is your effort when you're doing something for the sake of Allah, right? So exert your best efforts for Allah Azza wa Jalla, because it's only, worth it over there that you give your best in the way of Allah. In Surah Saba, ayah 13, we're told, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ الشُّكْرًا. Work, O family of Dawood, in thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative, this means that we should, of course, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is that? We should feel shukr in our hearts. We should express shukr with our words. And we should also do things in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that when it comes to the reward for different good deeds, right? For a lot of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that Allah will, give to whomever He wills or whatever that He wills, right? Or there are many things for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that He will give, whatever He wills. So for example, Allah says, يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He provides sustenance to whomsoever He wills. Even when it comes to forgiveness, Allah says, يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. He forgives whomsoever He wills. When it comes to accepting tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will accept the repentance after that from whomsoever that He wants, right? From whomsoever He wills. When it comes to the removal of difficulty, Allah says, فَيَكْشِفُ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ إِنْ شَاءَ. Allah will remove that difficulty from you if He wants. Right? It's up to Allah, if He wills. But when it comes to the reward of shukr, Allah says, وَسَنَجْزِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. We will reward those who are grateful. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah will reward those who are grateful. So when Allah is so appreciative, we should be extremely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then part of this is that we should also appreciate the efforts of people. Right, that we should thank them, because in a hadith we learn that whoever is not grateful to people is not grateful to Allah. Right, so when Allah appreciates His slaves, then why should we not appreciate His slaves? Allah does not benefit from His slaves. We benefit, right? We are the ones who benefit. Like, for example, if someone gives us a gift, if someone gives us a good word of advice, if someone helps us, right, then we have benefited from them. So appreciate the efforts of people. If Allah appreciates, then why should we think so highly of ourselves that we think that appreciating our children or appreciating our spouse or appreciating our, family is beneath us? How arrogant could we be to even think like that? Finally, when it comes to calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these names, then the main thing is that we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to be grateful to Him, right? Because when Allah is so appreciative, then we can do nothing but thank Him in return. And no matter how much we thank Him, it's never going to be enough. Never, right? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to be grateful. We see, for example, in Surah An-Naml, ayah 19, how Sulaiman alayhi salam, he made dua, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. That, oh my Lord, give me the ability, enable me to be grateful to You for the blessings which You have bestowed upon me and also upon my parents. And also after every salah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, that he said, Mu'adh, by Allah I love you. He said, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk, by Allah indeed I love you. And he repeated this. And then he said, I advise you, O Mu'adh, that do not leave saying after every salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. That, oh Allah, help me to remember You and to thank You and to worship You in the best way. Meaning after every salah, make sure that you say this. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Because the fact is that we cannot thank Allah enough, and we cannot do anything without the tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. In another hadith, we learn about how one of the companions, Shaddad ibn Aus, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that, oh Shaddad, when you see people collecting gold and silver, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And he taught him a dua. And part of that dua is that, وَأَسْأَلُكَ شُكْرَ نِعْمَتِكَ. That, oh Allah, I ask You for gratitude for Your blessings. Give me the ability to be grateful to You. So this is something that we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And we should remember the favors of Allah upon us, His appreciation, and ask Him to make us grateful people. People who are grateful to Him and people who are grateful to those who are around us. To be able to see the blessings that He has given us. Ameen. So inshallah, we will conclude here for today. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.